Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 29 regarding Mary Sykes, S-Y-K-E-S. Mary Sykes is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-8-18. Apparently, on that occasion, she fell on a wet step and injured her right hand and lower back. Appears she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appears she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appears she did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Appears she completed her course of active treatment in 2019 for her back and in 2020 for her hand. Appears she admits to having sciatica in her back previously, treated with physical therapy. Appears she denies any previous injuries or problems with her hand. Period. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, she alleged she was walking into the building and slipped and fell up the stairs as they were wet on 11-6-18. But as a result, she claimed injuries to her back, right hand, and fingers on the right hand. Period. Treatment records show on 12-3-18, genuine lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted, period. That same day, she was seen at Inspira, describing the mechanism of her injury. Appears she tried to catch herself with her hands and ended up twisting her back. Period. She had gone to MedExpress, where x-rays were done, and she was prescribed medication. Appeared initially her low back improved, but over the past week, pain increased again. Period. She had been tolerating full duty over the last month. Period. After evaluation, they diagnosed low back pain, for which she was referred to physical therapy. Appeared she continued to be seen in this practice over the ensuing weeks. Period. On 1/31/19, they reviewed MRI results. Appeared they showed osteophyte at L3-4 and bulging disc at L3-4. Appeared these were the same findings as seen on the MRI of 11-15-16. Period. She was discharged from care at that time. Period. Paragraph. Insert the lumbar MRI report from 1/25/19 compared to the study of 11-15-16 to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. On 2/14/19, Ms. Sykes was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella. Period. He noted a surgical history also remarkable for bunionectomy and gastric sleeve surgery. Period. He reviewed lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted as marked on the bottom of page 3. Period. He diagnosed right hand pain and lumbar pain. Period. He ordered a scaphoid x-ray series. Period. Her wrist had good range of motion, but she was tender over the snuff box. Period. He did order a course of physical therapy for the lumbar spine, noting she had a previous history of lumbar degenerative joint disease. Period. Dr. Disabella monitored her progress. Period. On 2/21/19, he wrote the right hand x-rays were normal. Period. She had not yet started physical therapy, but was going to continue on a 5-pound lifting limit. Period. With respect to the wrist, she just had a contusion. Period. She was going to do therapy to regain her pain-free range of motion. Period. On 4/2/19, she related doing better with physical therapy. Paratrooper continued to complain of minor lumbar pain, but range of motion was improving. At that point, she was retired, but could go back to work desk duty with periodic breaks for ambulation. Paratrooper was going to follow up with Dr. Sarkos for her hand. Period. She followed up with Dr. Disabella through 5/6/19. Period. He wanted her to do an additional 2 weeks of physical therapy for strengthening. Period. He discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 8/26/19. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Sarkos. Period. This was a reevaluation. Period. Her last visit was on 4/119 when she was discharged from care. Period. She did not have a new injury, but complained of pain in her right hand and weakness. Period. She did have an EMG on her own. Period. Medical history was also remarkable for type 2 diabetes. Period. Dr. Sarkos diagnosed right hand contusion, comma carpal tunnel syndrome, comma and cubital tunnel syndrome with positive EMG findings. Period. He wanted to proceed with a diagnostic cubital tunnel depomedrol injection. Period. She returned to him on 9/6/19, reporting 30% relief after the injection at the cubital tunnel. Period. However, she also stated the injection made her discomfort worse, and her pain was 9/10. Period. She was reportedly working full duty, although had previously indicated she retired. Period. Dr. Sarkos reported she had subjective complaints of right hand pain and spasm, which differs from her last evaluation in which she complained of numbness and tingling. Period. She reported no improvement after her diagnostic cubital tunnel injection. Period. At that time, he recommended observation and conservative management with over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. Period. She was going to be discharged to return to full duty with no restrictions. Period. The right wrist x-rays with scaphoid view were done on 2/16/19 and read as normal. Period. New paragraph on 11/21/19. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Lutsky, L-U-T-S-K-Y, for electrodiagnostic testing. Period. He also ordered x-rays of the right wrist and elbow, as well as an orthotic. Period. The EMG was done on 2/18/20 by Dr. Dholakia, D-H-O-L-A-K-I-A. Period. It revealed, scratch that, insert the results as marked. Period. She returned to Dr. Lutsky on 7/20/20. Period. He wrote her symptoms were non-focal and not particularly well-defined. Period. She had pain along the ulnar aspect of her wrist and hand, but primarily in the ring and small fingers. Period. She stated she had numbness and tingling, quote, in the joints, end quote, but does not seem to have any paresthesias at the fingertips. Period. She has no thumb through long finger symptoms. Period. They were localized primarily to the ulnar side. Period. She wore a wrist brace. Period. He noted the MRI demonstrated scarring of the TFCC. Period. EMG demonstrated right carpal tunnel syndrome, but no ulnar neuropathy. Period. He then made comments that will be inserted from page 2 of that note. Period. New paragraph on 8/17/20. The petitioner returned to Dr. Lutsky. Period. The injection provided to her at the last visit provided some improvement. Period. She seems to have less ulnar hand pain, but still had pain in her mid-forearm and now relates pain distally in the interspace between the index and long fingers. Period. She has no numbness or tingling in the fingertips. Period. He again made observations and comments that will be inserted. Third, Ms. Sykes saw Dr. Lesky again on 10-1-20. Apparently she stated symptoms in her right hand, quote, come and go, period, end quote. Pain can be variable in nature and location. Similarly, tingling in the fingers can be variable in nature and distribution. Period. She was getting therapy, which she felt was helpful. Period. He again made observations to be inserted as marked. Period on 8-5-21, she was seen by Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N. Period, he elicited a further history of automatic implantable cardioverter, defibrillator, comma, circulatory problems, comma, and degenerative joint disease. Period, his assessment was pain in the joints of the right hand as well as paresthesia of the skin. Period. Ms. Sykes had an MRI of the right wrist on 12-13-19 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She had tenderness of the left volar distal metacarpals, but there was none on the right. Period. This is contralateral to her symptoms and treatment to the right hand. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of both lower legs and ankles, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral. She can position fluidly. Was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. She was tender at the iliac crest bilaterally as well as the right graded trochanter, but not the left. Period. And we will delete supine straight leg raise maneuver, but leave in the seated straight leg raise maneuver. Impressions. On 11-6-18, Mary Sykes slipped and fell, apparently striking her right hand and twisting her back. Apparently she went to a local urgent care center where x-rays were performed. Apparently she then followed up with Inspirit urgent care on 12-3-18. Apparently lumbar spine x-rays were done. Apparently initiated her on appropriate conservative measures. Apparently new paragraphs remained symptomatic and underwent a lumbar MRI on 125-19. Apparently she also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Disabella. Apparently he also treated her conservatively. Period. She did participate in physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She then came under the care of hand specialists. Period. On 2-16-19, she had x-rays of the right wrist to be inserted. Period. On 12-13-19, MRI of the right wrist was done to be inserted. Period. Dr. Lutsky and Dr. Matson, at a minimum, found her subject with complaints did not correlate with the objective diagnostic findings nor known anatomy. Period. While under treatment after this event, she retired. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there was full range of motion of the upper extremities, including the wrists, hands, and fingers. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracolumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were also negative. For disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There may be 2% permanent partial disability referable to the right hand, regardless of cause. Period. This would incorporate her contusion and mild carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. There is 0% permanent disability at the right arm for cubital tunnel syndrome. where this was not reproduced electrodiagnostically on repeat studies. Period. In terms of the lumbar spine, there was 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. End.